Yes, we're recording. Ready to go.
Okay, that's recording. And make sure this is going to record as a backup, because we all know that there's been trouble before.
It's always good to have a backup.
Record to this computer.
Recording in progress.
Recording is in progress.
We never hear that.
You cannot minimize Zoom. Okay, why can't I minimize it? Well, that seems weird. I'll put it over here then.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this on Thursday morning, we have gathered together what we think is the best audience in podcast history. Ladies and gentlemen.
About, 10 minutes ago, Howard and I, we were actually getting emotional sitting up here. In fact, we had an argument. Who was the most emotional?
We did. We had, he was incredulous, because I said to him, just between you and I, when we started the podcast, we did a little Humble and Fred Christmas thing at Wayne Gretzky's in downtown Toronto.
Right.
About 3 months after we started.
Yes.
And I said, there was only a few people there. And I said, look around. In 13 years, we've created this community, again, the best podcast listeners in podcast land.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, because the night we were at Gretzky's, they put us off in a corner. And at that time, we hadn't accumulated many listeners. So it was a bit of a challenge. Even the people at Gretzky's weren't that very nice to us.
No, they weren't.
Unlike Kelsey's, aren't these people fantastic?
So in true Humble and Fred style, we had an argument about who was more emotional and who was more nostalgic. And in the end, it was a tie. Just a couple quick things. Some people who were at our Stonehooker summer party have already said to me, good thing there's no rope here, so F you guys. And Dan has now, if you were here at Kelsey's at Christmas time, Dan has won't allow me to have a cup to drink, so I have to have a water bottle. And I said to him a second ago, I said, Dan, do you think I could have a cup on the table now? Because last time I fried one of the inputs. And he said, no, you've got a water bottle. What's wrong with it? I said, well, the problem is I have to drink it like Trump. I have to kind of go. That's nice. So that's what we're doing. We're doing our show here in Kelsey's in Burlington.
As a matter of fact, things have gone so well so far. I'm waiting for something to go wrong. What could that be?
If anyone knows us, you know some shit's going down at some point.
That's so Humble and Fred.
We have a real program lined up for you today. We're going to do something we've never really done in all the times we've been doing Humble and Fred radio, Christmas shows, our podcast on the road. We're actually going to record what you guys listen to every day, as opposed to, you know, something a little more out of you're going to meet a bunch of the people that have been on our show, and hopefully there'll be some, some fun. And later on, we're going to involve you in the program in a way that we've never done before. So this is just the pre-show. Dan, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
All right.
Kind of a normal show is what you were trying to say.
We're doing a normal
show, right,
where all kinds of nonsense will take place. So without further ado and delay, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Duran.
It's the Humble and Fred end of summer 13th anniversary podcast party being broadcast to the world from Kelsey's original roadhouse in Burlington. Yeah. I'm Dan Duran, broadcasting live from the Richard Bullis Zoom Theater and Kelsey's.
Yeah.
And brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa, the Chambers Plan, Bulldog, our newest sponsor, Ridley Funeral Home, and Kelsey's original roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Now here are two men who, well, one who is a leading candidate for ambassador to Saskatchewan, and the other who many may know as Level-Headed Fred. It's Humble and Fred.
Thank you, Dan Duran.
Thank you, Dan Duran.
Yeah, very nice. On our show today, you're going to meet Ralph Ben Merge. Is he in the house yet? He's en route. All right. You're going to meet several of the people that, you know, make up some of the regulars on our show.
Well, Billy Brio's here. I see him over there.
Yeah, Bill will be up here in a second or two. We're going to do a thing later on. We've got some prizes, if you've been listening to the program at all. By the way, are there any Hundy Peas in the audience? Don't raise your hands. Listen. Are there any Hundy Peas in the audience?
There you go.
Are there any Hundy P's since Voldemort?
Woo! Oh, there you go. You know, it's funny. It's just like a comedy club. No one wants to sit up front.
Yeah.
But it's Humble and Fred. We're gentle.
You know, when we mentioned Gretzky's a couple of minutes ago, I saw some hands, people that were actually at the Gretzky show. That's amazing as well.
I saw somebody there.
Yeah.
So we're going to do something today. We've got, I think if you've been listening to the show lately, we've got a lot of prizes to give away today, thanks to Kelsey's. We've got an $1,100 VIP Paddock F1 experience. We'll explain about that later. As well, we've got five $50 Kelsey's gift cards and one free wings for a year card. And we're going to do this with you guys live. It's going to be Humble and Fred Trivia Night. You know how they do these trivia nights at bars and things?
Mm-hmm.
I'm told by people who leave their homes. Not fucking me, but other people. So we're going to do that with you. And we're also going to do something at the end of the show where if there's time, something we used to do on the radio called Ask Humble and Fred. And if you have a question or something that you've always been curious about, that will be your opportunity to ask us.
Yeah, so we give you the heads up on that now. So think about it, because we want some real, real in-depth questions.
Maybe you'll have a question to ask Humble and Fred.
Sorry. Are these questions about Humble and Fred? Humble and Fred questions?
Generally, yes.
Oh, okay. So yes. It's not like things about the world.
They can be personal. Go ahead. You can ask personal questions.
No, the whole idea is if you've ever wanted to know something about, maybe not us personally, but something you've always been curious about, radio station stuff stations we worked at, or how the business works, or what are our plans for the future, mostly death. So,
have you ever flourished at work? That kind of thing.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
But we really, again, before we start introducing guests, we want to say that we really appreciate you all being here.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us. And what it means to us personally, but also that we can show Kelsey's that we can draw a crowd of people on a Wednesday night. So thank you very much. Give yourselves a round of applause.
And who thinks Dan Duran is even better looking in person? Oh, here and there,
It really is. It's interesting to me because I'm looking around the room, and the two people paying the least attention to us are your wife and my new friend.
Oh, look, they're just into it right now.
Literally, we've been talking for 8 minutes, and neither of them have any idea that we're doing the show.
Doll, what's more interesting than me and Howie?
Anyway, let's without further ado and delay, let's start the program for real with somebody that has meant a lot to us over the years. We've been lucky enough to have him as a friend of the show and also somebody that provides content for us each and every month. Say hello to the fabulous Bill Brio, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, man. That's what Bill Brio looks like in person. Look at you.
You know what? I'm amazed. I didn't even know there was a Kelsey's in Winnipeg.
Why, is this too far for you to go?
Look, I think I changed the tires twice. Are you kidding?
Come on, man.
You used the 407, didn't you?
No, I came down the escarpment from Orangeville. It was lively. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Brio.tv is what Bill does for a living, and of course, his award-winning podcast. Has your podcast actually won awards?
Has it won an award? No, it has not.
But join the club.
I feel just sitting in Dan Duran's chair
won an award. That warm spot?
It is pretty warm.
Well, it's warmer than the average guy. Yeah. Okay, you understand what I'm saying to you, Billy?
That.
Yeah. There's a lot of heft there. It's like a it's like a giant elephant beanbag. Anyway.
Creepy.
Billy. Yeah. Billy. You've been I can't remember if we ever crossed paths when we were on the radio. You know, we used to do a radio show. I'm not sure.
I do remember that. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's funny. We've done this so long, so many years. I just associate coming, before COVID to your studio and doing some shows there.
Yeah.
But radio days, did we? I think maybe once or twice.
For you people, maybe not. Bill was a columnist at the Toronto Sun for many, many years, right?
Yeah, I was there. And even before that, at TV Guide. If people remember the little magazine you used to get every week, the TV Guide. So that's where I started writing for about television back in the 80s, yeah.
Now, when you started, was television only in black and white?
Yeah, well, it was when I would go on the press tour, there would be me, Gleason, and Lucy in a bottle of scotch. That was it. Yeah.
You do this. How long have you been doing the podcast?
Coming up on 5 years.
Wow.
Thanks to your suggestion, both of you. I would come and see you guys, and then you said, "Hey, why don't you do one of these?" And I'm glad you made that. It's fun because I really enjoy, you know, the conversations, having guests on, and there's no spelling. There's no, you know, it's pretty good.
So, Billy, the big TV event, I would have to say, hands down, over the past week was the Tragically Hip.
Yeah, Prime Video. People want to see that. It's a long one. It's 4.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's too short as far as we're concerned.
Are you?
Yeah, we've seen it. It was fantastic. Yeah. But what's the reaction been? What have you heard?
Well, it's very positive. You know, it was a hit at the Toronto Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Gold, their manager, their ex-manager, he's one of the producers. And a lot of great Jay Baruchel's on there and so many different
Will
voices.
Arnett.
Will Arnett, yeah. So if you haven't seen it, it's a wonderful documentary, and there's a lot of good docs out now.
And speaking of celebrities, because I was going to ask you, you know, one of the funniest, every month, I should say, when Toronto Mike, by the way, that's Toronto Mike, everyone, he's just, look
Mike
at
Boone.
Him.
Yeah.
Look at him, Mike Boone.
Mike and I went to separate schools together.
Mike actually rode his bike here from Toronto.
I know.
When he came in, we're all like, didn't ride your bike here? He goes, yes, I did. He was all sweaty and clammy and weird.
42K.
Yeah.
Wow. One way.
Whenever Mike gives us the prep for your appearances, it always includes who you've interviewed maybe on your podcast.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but I'm always a little bit jealous because we'll be like, our biggest celebrity that month is you. And who are some of the people you've been able to get on your podcast?
I've been lucky in the last year, especially Michael Douglas did a series, Franklin, for Apple TV Plus, and he was a guest. I've got one coming up. The next one's Christian Crook, member of her from all kinds of shows, Beauty and the Beast, and she's got a new one that started last night, Murder in a Small Town. She started out on Smallville. You might remember that show, but she's a great guest. And Ken Levine, who is a writer, he wrote for MASH, Cheers, and Frasier.
Wow.
And he had a great podcast called Hollywood and Levine.
Oh, nice.
And if anybody's interested in a career in writing for television, I urge you to search it out, his site. But anyway, we're going to do two episodes. We talk so long because there's just so many stories about those shows.
Bill, Michael Douglas, he claims he's still sexually active. Do you believe that?
How would Bill know?
I don't have any personal experience.
This is the reason we don't get celebrities, because Bill's not asking that question. Michael,
well, do you believe it?
Are you still banging it out at your age?
The question came up, but I found it hard to swallow.
Oh,
barely.
Hey, nice, look at that.
This is
Kelsey's
Bill.
That's worth an applause break in anybody's club, for God's sake. Wow. So it's always interesting when you're on the show when I see who you've had on. And I'm not sure if any of the Hundy Peas remember that Bill's producer used to be our producer, Phil Hong.
Phil.
How is he?
How is Phil?
Phil is in, as we speak, he's in Vietnam. He was in Cambodia last week. Literally, honestly, my podcasts are being assembled halfway around the world. Like, it's crazy.
Well, that's much cheaper over there.
I have to remember that next time he sends me that
that's
bill.
If you get your podcast, all the people know. If
that's
you get the Vietnamese to do your podcast.
Now, he had an entry job at IKEA when he left us. He can stretch a dollar, can't he?
He's still working at IKEA.
Wow.
Yeah,
just
no,
really,
he's a hardworking guy, Phil.
As we always say, he broke up with us for some reason. He won't talk to us anymore.
Well, I know the story.
We have to patch that up.
Well, I know the story, too. I can't believe it. Oh, go ahead and tell it. I don't care.
Apparently, Howard said something. Well, what did you used to call him? His
the sister daughters.
The sister daughters. Apparently, you said something about the sister daughters that didn't sit well with him, and he cut you off. Not me so much.
Yeah.
He'll still talk to me.
That's not. By the way, not for the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bill, I just really appreciate you driving all the way from Orangeville. wherever that is. And just tell everyone how they get your podcast, how they get to your newsletter or whatever.
Yeah, please. And also, if you're interested in vintage film, a lot of you guys, well, we're not too far from the Westdale Theater in Hamilton. And on the next 3 months, I'm going to be showing some short, I collect 16mm films. And we're doing a Halloween show October 26th. I'll be showing some horror trailers from some classic horror movies, some cartoons like The Skeleton Dance, the Disney cartoon.
Nice.
And then they're going to be showing Ghostbusters at night, so you can stay and see the feature film as well. That'll be on the 26th that afternoon. But, yeah, I've got a podcast. It's sadly, it's named Brio TV, the podcast, so you have to know how to spell my last name, and that's a challenge. But the I write about TV as well every day at Brio TV, so
Brio.
You recently did one of those film nights, a Beatles night. How did that go?
Just on Saturday. We had a good crowd. It was fun. They showed, I'd never seen A Hard Day's Night on a big screen. And it was kind of cool
amazing
to see it that way. But I had a collection. I had Hey Jude and some Beatles trailers and some other film. A Roger Ramjet cartoon where they had a Beatles band.
Wow.
And
Dan Duran's first radio name.
Well, listen, congratulations on your interesting beer.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty damn cool. Who designed the
this guy right here. Take us. Rich Murray,
well,
everybody.
Done, yeah.
Richard Murray. The crowd. There's Richard up. Murray.
Mm-hmm. Worth the drinking just for the illustration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're happy as we celebrate our 13th year of doing a podcast. Wow. We really appreciate you coming by.
My pleasure.
And look forward to your monthly appearances.
Love you, Billy.
Bill
Love
Rio,
you.
Everybody. That one a little Better Than Ezra for you Edge fans from Days Gone By. You know, we've had 13 years of support from not only you, but you know, you can imagine that, you know, we're one of the few podcasts in Canada, along with Toronto Mike, that actually has a business model. You know, we're here at Kelsey's because they're our sponsor. And about six or seven, I don't even, is it eight maybe? I don't know. A long time ago, I had a conversation with Tim Niblett, and it's led to this great association with the retirement Sherpa. In person tonight, though, Sherpa Jay, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we should have told you what a Humble and Fred crowd looks like, because you are way...
I'll unbutton.
No, you're doing great, Jay. Thanks for coming by. With the Sherpa offices, they're not far from here, right? Here, let me just put that microphone right in front of you.
No, Sherpa offices are just down the road for anyone who doesn't know where we're at. We're down Appleby Line and make a right on Harvester. So short commute today, although every now and then we get the privilege of working from the home office. And if I was there today, you know, Bill could have picked me up. Driving from Orangeville right through Erin, it would have been a nice commute. We could have shared the drive, but we got here nonetheless. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, and you know, tonight can be face-to-face engagement. Remember that standing offer from the Sherpa. If you have a portfolio and you're not sure it's performing the way it should, talk to Jay tonight. That's, let's just get going. He'll give you a review.
Just don't corner him in the bathroom. Like, say, right. Listen, my RSP. Oh, I see you're peeing. That's good. Okay, you're fine.
Hey, a second look's always a good idea. Right?
No cost, no obligations.
We just wanted to get you all. I know you were actually here. You had a meeting earlier, which is kind of cool. And maybe you could just talk to the audience briefly about, you know, what being associated with the Humble and Fred Show has meant to Tim and now you with the business. By the way, it's j.bondi@raymondjames.ca.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, for us, this opportunity is one that that is migrated towards me, which I'm very thankful for, obviously. You know what? The reality of what a lot of people face is they aren't totally familiar with what they even have, and just being educated from a different source usually helps them out a lot. So I'm looking out in the crowd. I'm seeing some familiar faces, those that are current clients and have come to us from the show. So it's been a blessing for me to be a part of Tim and obviously to enjoy the camaraderie with you guys.
Well, we appreciate it. I had, you know, it's funny, when you're off with us on Zoom, I didn't really appreciate how good your voice is. You got some good pipes, my friend.
Way better. Need a better mic.
All What's, right. He, I, knew, I, need, I need a better mic at the office.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
No, but it's been great, you know, because slowly but surely, Tim's handing it off to you, and you haven't missed a beat, brother, by being on the show.
It's it was about a year, like I want to say a year to the day, where Tim basically said, "You're on next week," and I'm like, "Huh?" Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You're on the air. You're running with it. Good luck.
Well,
so,
it's been a
pleasure and a lot of fun along the way.
You're a fine young man.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Jay, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming by. Give our best to everybody in the office. And seriously, folks, if you have a question for Jay, corner him before he leaves and get his card or whatever grown-ups do nowadays. I have no idea.
Hey, maybe you brought your portfolio.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you have.
There's Jay Bondy, everybody. And now that we have a second or two.
The Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, Canada's number one group benefits plan for small business. If you have a small business, go to chamberplan.ca today and find out how you can be part of the Chamber Plan. Whether it's dental or prescriptions or therapies, they have the Teladoc system, a mental health component. It's all there. Yeah, it's a, nonprofit. So they do a good job at keeping the premiums low. And they have you in mind, a small business, you know, who can't really afford a lot, but wants something. So the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan.
See, that's something you didn't know. You didn't know that Freddie does this without script. Come on, everybody. That was pretty cool. But you've got it down now. You've done it so many times.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Just a little bit later, I want to let you know that we're going to give those prizes away. But Kelsey's, if you donate $5 tonight to the Boys and Girls Club of Canada, you get 3 free kids' meals, which is kind of cool. And then I just want to clear up something I screwed up this morning, which is on the way out tonight, you can buy a $50 coupon.
No.
Okay.
You can get a coupon.
Okay, let me try.
You get a coupon.
You get a coupon. Okay.
Spend $50, you get $10 off. Okay.
So that's what it is. You don't buy a coupon. Yeah. You get a $50 coupon.
Is that what you do?
Well, you get a coupon that if you spend $50, you get $10 off.
But you have to get it on the way out, right?
Yes.
So you buy a $10 coupon. No?
No. Jesus. Quit while you're ahead.
So you and 10 friends buy 1 coupon, and you go halfsies, and you get a Happy Meal or some stuff. I don't know. Is Ralph here or not? Oh, my Christ.
What's that?
Yeah, why don't you introduce Ivor? He's going to come and chat a little bit about the Tragically Hip.
Well, this is Ivor Hamilton, who was music director. I'll call him music director at CFNY back in the 80s. Went on to Universal Music and became what? Like vice president
of crazy
marketing?
Hi,
some huge job. And one of the many bands he worked with over the years was the Tragically Hip. Here's Ivor.
Ivor Hamilton, everybody.
Hey. Nice to be here.
No, I want to get into the Hip in a second, but, you know, sometimes I thought about this the other day, that you were a radio guy for a long time, and you did a lot of stuff. You did a lot of shows. Is that something, even after all the years of being an executive at a record company, do you ever miss that?
Well, I still do a show. I still do a show on nythespirit.com.
That's what I meant, like other than that.
So I absolutely missed it. I'm on show 422 now.
So other than the 422 shows you've done...
No, it's interesting. Years ago, if you said that, people say, "Yeah, but that's not the radio." But I'll tell you that station, whatever you want to call it, because it's live stream, right?
Right. Yes.
Does pretty well. David Morrison runs that.
Yeah. David's running a great.
Well, that's the kind of thing, Ivor. You might want to tell the How Man.
Mm-hmm.
But do you miss the radio station environment?
Once in a while, I have dreams about what used to happen at the radio station over the years, or things that could have happened and things like that. So yes, I always miss that. I miss the golden 80s age of it. It was so much fun, and we did so many great things way back when. you know, which is why it was myself and Alan Cross had the idea for the CFNY documentary,
right?
Which is, you know, still in the works, but
still in the work.
We'll get there.
Yes, we'll get there.
Now, so you had already gone by the time Fred and I started our show, so we didn't really know each other. What were your thoughts? And be honest, I know there's some people of the old CFNY guard. Not you, Earl. But that weren't really big on this new program that we were doing. Like, do you remember what your thoughts were when you first heard it?
What was the scuttlebutt, yeah, Ivor?
35 years ago.
The scuttlebutt on the new programming?
On the
not us.
No. Oh, the you guys.
Yeah.
CFNY, I always liked you guys.
CFNY has a new morning show, and Freddie's still there, but this guy, Humble's, come in. What was the scuttlebutt happen?
Oh, I was totally into it. I loved it.
Yeah,
you guys are great.
I was hoping for some anti-Semitic shit going down, but that's fine.
No anti-Semitic stuff.
All right.
You guys are great.
I appreciate you. Ivor, you've always been kind to me, and you've been kind when I've asked you a favor or two on behalf of my kid. Tell us your involvement with the Tragically Hip.
So, in my capacity at Universal Music, I was their product manager for many, many years. So I was doing a lot of things behind the scenes. And, you know, more recently up until last year, because I'm retired now, but I worked on a lot of the reissues. So fully, completely reissued twice because it came out on vinyl and it came out on CD. I worked on Live from CBGB's. I worked from Live at the Roxy. I worked on the Road Apples one. And Up to Here as well. So there was a lot of things. I mean, I was very big in digging into the archives and finding people to help us with liner notes, things like that.
But not to get too technical either, but given the way music is distributed nowadays, you and I had this conversation today, and you said everybody's interested in the hip again. How does that turn into money? Not to get too involved, but you know what I mean? Like, you can stream it anywhere, but they've just released a greatest hits, and there's other merchandising. What are the Tragically Hip doing?
You know, there are lots of people that they want things that are physical.
Right.
They cherish things that are physical. When they're loyal to a band, they want to be part of the process. It's like, it's fine to have to go and listen to it on streaming. But if you're really into it, you know, back in the day when we were kids, we would always read the liner notes and pull out the sleeve and look at the artwork and
who
produced and all of those things. So people still want that, and the younger generation wants that now too.
Has anyone, I know we've talked about this for a few days on the show, has anyone seen the Hip documentary yet, by your applause?
Woo!
This, I appreciate that, yeah.
And, well, it's still early.
Because we recommend it, and it's very, very well done.
If you haven't seen it, please do. It's get a box of Kleenex as well, because you're going to be crying. It's a real tug on your heart. Absolutely beautiful documentary, and you're going to need to spend a few hours with it.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, you know, not everybody's a Hip fan, let's be honest. You don't really have to be a fan of the band to enjoy the documentary, because it's so informative and so emotional.
Well, and also, if you're, yeah, you don't need to be a fan of the band, but if
I
was going to say, but if you're a Canadian, it really does put in perspective not just what the band meant to us, but what we mean to each other. And that's the connective. They use sort of music to connect the country, but that's what I took away from it, is that it really will give you a sense of pride, not just in this band, but in the way Canada treats each other. It was pretty well known.
Listen, I'll tell you, Wheat Kings under a full moon by the fire in Burley Falls is what it's all about. And I mean, that's the emotion that it creates.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Ivor also, tonight, he actually brought it. It's a $500 coffee table book of the Tragically Hip. Just if anybody wanted to have a look at
this
it.
This is the super
and
fan
if you,
book.
And if you buy a $50 coupon, but $10 off, then you get the chance to touch the book.
Come and see me afterwards. I can show you some of this book.
Wow.
This is the absolute super fans book. There's a $80 version that's also out there, coming out October 1st. And there's also an event that was announced today that the band will be at Massey Hall on November the 1st doing a Q&A with Tara Sloan.
Wow.
And anybody who buys a ticket to that gets the lesser-priced book.
But music? Are they playing music at all?
No, it's just a Q&A.
Oh, okay.
You get every person who attends gets the book. They got a couple of other things coming up, too. There's Watch for Something Cup coming with the NFL, too.
Okay.
Ivor, thank you for dropping by. Have a look at this book. And don't forget, Ivor has done 420 programs, which is why he doesn't miss the business. Thanks, Mel.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Ivor.
There's Ivor Hamilton.
Wonderful man.
Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing.
While we have a second, Fred, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about another company that is a huge supporter of the Humble and Fred program. I'm referring, of course, to Boron One. If you're curious about this company, we've been talking about it for a couple years now. They're a junior mining company. Then very few companies ever get to this point. Of course, Fred and I make no claims about how stock prices do, how they work. I could barely get the coupon thing out of my fucking mouth. But do check out the website. They support us, and we'd appreciate it if you did take a look at Boron One, the company, and boron1.com. Welcome back to our program. Another person that has been so supportive of us and the podcast years, as we call them. And strangely enough, our relationship, like a lot of people with us, began...
Well, with you.
Well, with me. Of course, it's always me.
Fred's fine.
Yeah, I know. So Fred is fine. With me, it's always like, there's always some kind of controversy, and then we become besties.
It's true.
Ralph and I met, I was doing stand-up in the 80s. I was at a Yuck Yucks in Winnipeg, and some local radio guy was supposed to go on, and I'm like, who's this guy? And he was like, who's that guy? And it was a battle of the annoying Jews.
Is there any other kind?
But from those humble beginnings, we've become very close.
True.
All three of us. Say hi to Ralph Ben-Murgy, everybody.
Greetings, Earthlings.
You know,
I gotta say, to a seriously white audience, look at you, look at each other.
What are you saying?
Why are you white shaming our audience? How dare you?
I don't know. I just looked over and I just thought, wow.
I need
okay.
to put on that microphone there.
My people.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, from where we began to when you were going through,
yes,
all that public bullshit with your television show, I felt so bad for you.
Well, thank you.
Knowing how that stuff works, and yet you've sort of resurrected your career on several occasions, not the least of which now you're also a podcaster.
So like I'm a zombie.
What is the name of your podcast again?
Not That Kind of Rabbi.
And what if people haven't heard it, how dare you? What is it all about?
It's life through a spiritual lens. Talk to different people. But one thing we don't talk about very much, it's not, you know, the kind of thing you bring up at a dinner party, is spirituality. So I'm a spiritual counselor and I work in that field. So for me, I like talking to different people about that side of their life instead of the material side of their life. So that's what I do.
Do you meditate?
Yes, but not as often as I should.
Well, this is the thing, because whenever we speak to you, I think, does this man ever get tired of thinking? Because, seriously. Because your head, seriously, I mean, the things we talk about.
You notice no one ever asks us that question.
Do you ever get
tired of thinking?
Now, you've also got a television show now,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
You've got the podcast. You write.
Yeah.
You lecture. Like, it's amazing. And a thing. And it's way
beyond
it's
us.
High level yeah. shit there, yeah. Ralphie.
What?
Well, was there a question in that?
Did you ever get tired of thinking?
That was a great question.
It's a burden.
But, you know, when
doesn't
we first...
Doesn't everybody think?
I remember I was going back to stand-up, and you and I talked, and this was before you did a podcast. But you were still doing radio. You were doing mornings, I think, at Jazz FM.
Yeah, I still fill in there.
Still doing that, yeah. And... Let me ask you a question.
Oh.
Do you miss radio?
I love radio. I had no idea I would love radio when I was in my 20s. I was doing stand-up. I was singing. I was doing that stuff. But I went into a radio station at Ryerson at the time, no longer called Ryerson. And a friend of mine from the Yuck Yucks days was now the station manager. And I decided I didn't want to do stand-up anymore. I wanted to be a journalist. I hated being an actor because you just get rejected 3 times a week. Who needs that? So I went in there and I said to Anton, to my friend Anton, I said, Anton, hire me as the news director. And he went, okay. Well, that was easy. But then I had to think up a whole news thing for them. But when I got on the radio, I realized this is an intimate medium. You are in people's heads. They can't, like when you meet people who've only heard you on the radio, they're always looking at you like...
Yeah, we get that a lot.
I thought you were bigger.
Yeah. And with us, it's always like, you're not quite as ugly as I thought you were. But you're kind of...
But you get to make people up. And you can, you know, you could build furniture and listen to the radio. TV sucks life out of you. You just sit there like a zombie. And when you turn off the TV in the room, it goes... Shoom. And you look around and go, oh, right, walls. I'm in a room.
It isn't that interesting. Podcasting even takes that to another level as far as people with engagement.
Yeah.
You've noticed that as well.
Well, Ralph, if I may interject, you know, we've had this audience. Some of the people here have been listening to us since we were on the edge at the radio station, even before that with Freddie at CFMY. And I've said this, and maybe you would agree, the podcast audience is not only the best audience, I'm teasing you, the best audience we've ever had, but the most engaged audience that we've ever been, and we've been doing this for a long time.
Why do you think that is?
Because of what he just said.
Well,
it's more intimate.
Because it's not passive. It's not just on in the room. You go and you choose it. So you've decided you want to listen to something intently. And I think that's the magic of it.
And also the handcuffs are off. You're not trying
to please
every master in the room.
Yeah,
well, we've said this to these people. And they've heard me say it, Fred say it a bunch of times, that the show we're doing now and have been doing for 13 years come October 11th is the show when you guys were commuting somewhere when we were playing songs at the edge. This is a show we were doing in between the songs. You know, just in asinine comments, serious comments, talking about whatever we wanted to. And then one day we got to do that show and play no music. And then everything changed for us.
It's funny because the opportunity is the thing. You think it's like... You're no longer on commercial radio, and you're like, oh, who am I? What am I going to do? I just lost something. And then in the end, you end up gaining something better by being authentic and being yourselves and not having to sell a radio station.
Yeah, the only thing with that, you know, we can't help but look back and think, if we had ever gotten the opportunity to do this on commercial radio, how successful would it have been?
Yeah.
And we're convinced it would have been very successful.
Well, and here's the thing. I know we shit on radio from time to time, but believe me, we miss radio money. You know, there's no getting around it. It's not like, and we'd still be at Kelsey's, but other people would have set this shit up for us.
Yeah. We would have just walked right in, sat That's down, right. and started.
Yeah.
Right.
We would have said, hi, Bruce, is everything ready? Okay, so let's start.
That takes getting used to.
Oh, it does.
At the CBC, when I worked there for 20 years, you don't touch the dials.
Yeah. You're not allowed to.
Now, when I worked at Jazz FM, I had to run the board myself. And for the first 3 months, I'm the one who made myself sound horrible by pressing the wrong button.
Yeah. Right.
Right. But it's hard to get out of that habit if somebody else writes it, somebody else produces it. You just walk in and you do what you do. I'm an interviewer. I interview people. With you guys, it's one-stop shopping. Right?
Well, I don't know if you heard me say this. What I enjoyed about the Hip documentary was what it said about us Canadians. Now, you've done several national shows on television. You did it on radio.
Yeah.
Is that what sort of... Is that a... First of all, your thoughts. Have you seen the Hip documentary?
Yeah,
I wonder what your thoughts are on it.
Well, I had Mike Downey worked at the CBC, the guy who produced Gord's brother.
Right.
And so I had him on that TV show that I've had you on, The Spark, and I hadn't seen Mike in years. Married somebody else from the CBC, Caroline. They have 5 kids. And when I saw him, I was just so happy to see him. And I asked him, I said, do you get tired of living in the shadow of Gord Downie because you're just Mike Downie? And he said, are you kidding? I used to go to every concert and just go to people, that's my brother. That's my brother.
No, that's great.
He loved his brother. He loved everything about it. And he misses him dearly. But my wife and I have been watching the doc series, and it's great. I just love it.
But comment, if you can, about what I was getting at around what it says, not just about Hip fans, but what it kind of says about Canadians and how we are different and what brings us together and how it
I don't know, I'm just being too sentimental as well, but...
Yeah, you know, it's a weird thing. There are certain bands that made it here and didn't make it in the States. Blue Rodeo, Tragically Hip. You know, there were just some bands that didn't translate. Other ones, like Bare Naked Ladies, they hit it. But they had to play the States for 3 years solid. The manager said, you're playing 3 years, you're not going home, you're going to do every little bar. And these guys tried to do the every little bar thing, but it didn't resonate in the same way. And Blue Rodeo, my wife and I went to see them in Hamilton. I loved the concert. They were great.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hip, I don't know. It's like, you know, I'm an old fart, like Gord Lightfoot. Right now it's autumn. Autumn is Gordon Lightfoot, yeah. Right? You just walk around in it. So there's certain things that really resonate with us. And it's like when you leave Canada and you go someplace and you really feel Canadian,
mm-hmm.
Right? When you're here, it's just like, I don't know what Canadian is. It's I know what we're not. But as soon as you go out of the country, you're just like, here's our money. It's got funny colors and we're Canadian people. And it just feels great.
But
I love it.
Mike deserves a lot of credit because...
Yeah.
Watching 4 hours of that and really spending most of the last hour crying, that was the way it was put together.
Yeah.
Like, it was pieced together beautifully.
Yeah.
It really was.
He spoke about what, you know, when his brother had to tell him, I've got cancer, a real bad cancer. And the whole family went into shock, right? Just total shock.
Well, yeah.
But then everybody, the way Gord took it, and the way he took it and said, I'm going to do something good with this, it inspired everyone in the family. It was great.
Well, listen, man, you're a guy that knows you've done it all, television and radio and now podcasts, and you've written a couple books. Ralph's latest book is I Thought He Was Dead. And that's not a joke. That's actually the name of the book.
It is a joke, and it is the name of the book.
Yeah, both. Well, you know, we can do both. And Ralph's podcast, Not That Kind of Rabbi, is worth it. And on Spark Television, which is available, I believe, in Ralph's neighborhood. I'm not 100%.
It's just
not 100% sure where
blocks,
you can get it.
A couple block radius.
Yeah.
No, it's Yes TV, which I don't have cable. I've never seen the show, but we've done 5 seasons. But it's going well, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. If you get a chance to watch it, it's very, very, very well done. Lots of great conversations. We really appreciate you schlepping down from Hamilton.
I love you guys. Don't you love these guys?
Come on.
These guys.
You're very sweet. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph. Ralph
right.
Ben-Murgy, everybody.
See ya.
And we're going to get to Humble and Fred trivia coming up. And ask Humble and Fred. Just 1 second, Ross. We're going to do Ask Humble and Fred. By a show of hands, is there anybody that has thought of some questions? Because this could be a very short segment. Okay, we got one person. Okay. Chris K. All right, a couple.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be... by the way, it could just be about anything in the podcast years, people we've worked with, maybe stories you've heard us tell on the show, people that we've shit-talked on the air, off the air. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes' time, so get those questions ready. And coming up soon, ask Hummel and Fred. But first, Fred Mann, let's talk a little bit about Bodog.
Hey, for all your gambling entertainment, Bodog, the place to go, whether you're a poker player, you're into the casino stuff, it's all there at Bodog. Of course, the National Football League season is underway, and who doesn't wager on the NFL, even if it's an office pool? All sorts of information available at Bodog. And looking ahead to Sunday, Howard and I, we're both Buffalo Bill fans.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not be with that Josh Allen?
Beautiful.
Did you see that the other night? Anyway, this weekend, the Buffalo Bills are playing the Baltimore Ravens. And the Bills are actually the underdog. The game's in Baltimore. All right, the money line, -135 on the Ravens. They're a 2.5-point pick. I get those numbers from Bodog. Hope they're wrong this time.
All right. Before we go any further, it's our pleasure. Like, we were really excited in the spring to be able to put something together. And I want you to know, we did this basically because we thought you guys would like it. It was one of those things where Freddie and I talked about it. Honestly, we thought this would be cool, But we thought you guys would enjoy the fact that after all the failed attempts that we've done over the years, it would be neat to have Humble and Fred beer. Sing along if you know the words.
Here's to the guys with the cool podcast about weather and Dixon getting old fast. Interesting, all Canadian brew.
It was February of this year that I got a LinkedIn message from this gentleman, and I literally never look at them, but I saw this one, and it got my interest up, and I said to Freddie, I said, this fucking crazy guy wants to make our beer. Please welcome the man from Stonehooker. It's Ross Noel, ladies and gentlemen. Look at you.
Way to go, Ross.
Way to go, Ross. See, Ross is allowed to have open beverages, but not me. Ross, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Look at all these people drinking your beer, our beer.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, very nice.
Appreciate all your support. This is something we take a great deal of pride in.
Well, and, you know, the key factor here is that it's good beer.
Yeah.
I mean, right at the beginning, remember when we were going to launch this thing, I said to Howard right out of the gate, if our name's going to be on it, it's got to be a good beer, so we got to go down, or I got to go down and taste test it, because you don't want people sipping the beer and going, this is awful, Humble and Fred.
Yeah, that's right, because we've done that before.
We've done that before.
We did the our beer is shitty bit many years ago, and for the Howman, it didn't work out so great.
But really, Ross, this beer passes the taste test with everyone that I give it to. And I mean, that's sincere and genuine, and it is.
Is everyone enjoying the Humble and Fred beer here at Kelsey's? And you know, because of my drinking issues, I haven't tasted. But everybody that I know that has, Ross, says the same thing, that it's really, as you said, it's a very crushable beer.
It is. It's a delicious all Canadian ale.
Yeah.
Interesting all Canadian ale.
And you, I saw a note from you guys today that there is there's some stuff going on at the brewery, and there's some new canning going on.
Canning?
They're canning, or you're making new
cans.
New cans. Where is it here?
Well, we're labeling our own cans.
It says you've got Oktoberfest coming up on the 4th. Oktoberfest German style, the 4th and the 18th. And all the details are at stonehooker.com?
.com.
Okay. Yep. And it says here, you can mention how a fresh batch is being canned even as we speak.
And it was.
Well, listen, man, I just wanted to get you up here. The beer's available, and Fred, is it available to take away, right?
Absolutely. You can buy some and take it away tonight, and any, what, 6-packs, 12-packs, 24s are here if you want them.
It'll
Please
be the freshest
do.
Beer you've ever tasted, because we did can this yesterday.
Really?
Amazing.
Wow. Nice.
And by the way, once again, the guy that designed the label and designed the jingle is right there, Rich Murray, everybody.
Richie.
Thank you, Ross.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Dan Duran.
Cool podcast about weather and Dixon.
I just want Dan to get ready to help us out here.
Interesting.
So we're at that time in the program where we are going to, and Mike, I'm going to need your help too. So Dan's news is coming up in a minute. And we're going to have you ask Humble and Fred just before we shut this thing down. But Dan, here's what we're going to do. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Can you just move that mic up a little bit?
Yeah.
How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going great.
Okay.
People are talking in the background. They're all, you know.
It's fine.
It's old Humble and Fred Wheat kind of.
Yeah, well, you know what? Have I told you that I think we have the best listeners?
Yeah, I think so.
Including somebody that came to our Stonehooker summer thing. She made a big hit, right? And at time,
yeah.
Her name was Tanya Hutton. She was wearing a t-shirt. Dan, what did that t-shirt say?
I don't quite remember, Howard.
Oh, really? Does anyone else call bullshit on that? I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry, sir. What's your name?
It would be Rich.
Rich, do you remember what that t-shirt said?
I believe it said,
Dan, could you repeat that?
I think you said two for Dan Duran, yeah.
And that's because you hate the fat, Dan. You hate the fat.
That would have been a good trivia question.
What does Dan Duran hate? Yes.
So another theme on our show for quite some time is the fact that Dan will not get a colonoscopy. So we've arranged for a crew from Sunnybrook to come down here tonight.
Right on this table. Right on this table.
Let's go.
Now, by the way, Wednesdays is not colonoscopy night at Kelsey's. Normally it's not. But we would like to acknowledge once again Tanya Hutton, who is very, very funny. Tanya, why don't you stand up so everyone can see your shirt? And Dan, maybe... What's that, love? Well, you are standing up. You're just... Come on, Tanya, come on up here then. And we'll get a picture with Dan and Tanya. And Dan, maybe you can... And Dan, look how beautiful that is.
It's wonderful.
Dan, why don't you lean into our guest mic and tell us what Tanya's...
It says, spread him, Dano, get a colonoscopy.
There you go.
And just so you know, Dan is now clear. He knows the difference between a colonoscopy and a prostate exam. It's clear.
And tonight he's getting a 2-for-1 because he bought the coupon for $50.
Yes.
All right, Dan, we're going to get to your news in a second. So we're going to do trivia first. And then let me see if I have something for trivia here. Guys, move your hand for a second there. Okay. All right. By the way, I apologize. A couple minutes ago you said interesting and I didn't go. Okay. So, Mike, here's how this is going to work. We're going to ask a question. Do not shout out the answer. These are for $50 gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get that in front of me here. So these are for a $50 Kelsey's gift card and one free wings for a year card. So don't shout out the answer or you will be disqualified.
Did you hear that? Free wings for a year. This is big league stuff.
So here's how we're going to do it. Can you see the screen?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll go back and forth. So, and Mike, so if you, just because we all, and we trust you, you're grown-ups, Mike is going to put your hand up as soon as you know the answer, and then the first person that Mike sees who thinks they know the answer, we'd like you to come up and so we can hear your answer into a microphone. Are you ready? All right. So let's just try it, Mike. Let's pretend I've asked the question, and Mike got somebody. Okay, good. Freddie?
Yes?
Do you want to, let me get some, do I have any game show music here? I probably do. I got something. No, there we go. Oh, that's the Dan Duran theme. Okay.
Jeopardy.
Fuck.
Think music.
I don't have any.
Fuck.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay, no results. Okay. Are you ready, Dan? I mean, Mike? Yeah. Are you ready, audience?
Sultans of Swing.
Everybody's ready.
All right. Fred, why don't you ask the very first question?
All right. Here we go. In our 35-year history, yes, it's been that long, the Humble and Fred Show has had 10 producers. In the podcast era, we've had 5. Can you name 2 of them that were women?
Okay, this gentleman right here. Come on up.
Bonus points, by the way, if you can name all of them. We couldn't. We had, okay,
oh,
here
no.
We go.
We forgot a couple. We forgot Boone this morning, actually.
No. He's part of the 10.
Part of the 10?
Okay. All right, sir. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Hi, guys. I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hang on a second. You said the magic word. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
All right, Chris. What do you think the answer to the question, who are our 2 female producers?
Amanda Barker and Eileen Ross.
There you go!
That's excellent.
I'm surprised that more people didn't put their hands up to that. Thank you, Chris. All right. Let's use this.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
All right. One of our more interesting characters was a producer, Phil Hong. We mentioned him already. You know, remember the Chinese police? He didn't want us to come to his house. Sister daughters. He broke up with me. He also got married while he worked for us for a $50 gift card. What was Phil's wife's name? You don't know.
No, I think he nailed that. No, that guy was first.
No, I'm looking at my friend. There's no way you know that. Put your hand down.
I could be wrong. I could be.
No, no, what does?
She was around.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. She was in the studio.
I take it back. You do know. Okay, what's your name, sir?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, talk right into the microphone. I know, Jeremy, I know it's a bit nervy being next this close to Dan.
Well, it's okay. I'm too fat as well, so I'm terrible.
I know, exactly. It's terrifying.
Dan's liable to hit you.
Seriously.
Rose?
No.
No, no. Oh. Richard Murray?
I believe her name was what she actually was. Pearl.
Pearl, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm happy that Richard got the... All right. Let's move on. Yes, I know, Dan. If I had a mouse, this would be a lot
easier.
Yeah, it
would be.
Okay.
You lost it, Dylan.
All right, here we go.
Hi, guys.
Okay, let me get the screen for Fred. I know. Here's our third question.
All right, everybody. When the podcast began, we were lucky enough to have several big-time celebrities lend credibility by appearing with us. Who was the member of the band Rush that was an early guest on the show?
This guy.
No, he's this not guy. The guy, but yeah. Where is that microphone, Dan? Is it the one on the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk for a second. Oh, that's your mic. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Brent.
Brent, how long have you been listening to us?
Oh, God, since you started, I think.
And you're, Dan, is he okay? Is he the right size for...
Yeah.
Okay, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he looks all right.
Pull
to
in
me.
Your stomach, Brent, or Dan will hit you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the answer to who was the member of the band that was an early guest on our show?
Was it Geddy Lee?
No!
Oh! Right here, this gentleman right there.
Here.
The guy that looked... By the way, John Torrey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, he was
what's
so
what
sure.
What's your name?
It's Ray.
Hey, Ray, welcome to the show.
Father-in-law of Adam the Farmer.
That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Adam.
Who listens?
Hi, Adam.
Didn't you say, what's he doing right now? He's shoveling shit or
harvesting
something?
Harvesting.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Right.
No.
What is the answer to the member of Rush that was an early guest on our show?
I believe it was Neil Peart.
No!
Bruce!
There's only three of them.
Yeah, by process of elimination.
You'll have to bend down.
Look at this guy.
That's Big Bruce, everybody.
Dan, how do you feel about tall guys?
Tall guys are great.
Yeah.
The answer would be Alex Lifeson.
Alex Lifeson is the answer. Fred, why don't you do the next one, because it's about me.
Speaking of famous Canadians... This may have been the most famous Canadian of all that we've had on the show. Yeah, arguable, isn't it?
One of them.
This person told Howard to get a colonoscopy. Who was that?
Chris, over here, Chris K. Before you answer, Chris, I don't know if you all know Chris, but he's been to every one of our Christmas shows, mm-hmm. every one of our, anytime we've done a remote broadcast. How long have you been listening to us?
I'm an OG Hundy P, and I've been listening since 89.
Wow.
But here's how quirky he is. His favorite hockey team's the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yes.
Figure that one out.
Yeah. Well,
and a New York Jets fan, too.
Wait, it kind of makes sense. He likes us. It all goes hand in hand. Yeah. Chris K., who told me to get a colonoscopy?
It was Anne Murray.
Canada's songbird, Anne Murray.
Yes.
And our last question before we get to the bonus round, I'll ask it. After moving from our 30th Street offices, which we were in for, we were there for 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, from 2011 to 2016. That's 5 years, yes.
And we just passed, I'm sorry, Dan, is this your mic?
No.
Okay, this is your mic.
Yeah,
okay.
turn the main volume down.
No, it's just that one's up.
Okay.
Okay, sorry you had to hear that. Oh, I'm going to turn this down. After being moved from our 30th Street offices to the current Queensway location, and some of you were part of this, what part of the studio did our audience help pay for? You, sir, right there.
My name is Greg.
Greg, welcome to the show.
And it would be the bathroom downstairs.
It was mm-hmm. crowdfund the shitter, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Yes.
You know, the funniest thing is some of the people from Kelsey's are like, do we really want to be part of this? This seems...
Very, very strange. Okay. Freddie, here we go. Our last question, the bonus question for Wings for a year at Kelsey's. So everyone get ready.
No,
don't just
you're out.
All right, Fred.
The last time Hummel and Fred's voices were heard on a terrestrial radio station, what was that radio station?
Right there, I saw. You can't.
You already had a chance.
Oh, no, you can't. You, no. Sir. In the back? You, sir. No, you know what? Let's get Sony back there. You had your hand up first. You pretty blonde person. Come on over here.
Elbows over. All right, let's see. Okay.
All right. And what is your name?
What is your name?
My name's Laura.
Hold on. Laura?
Yes. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Together? Hummel and Fred together?
Yes.
Mojo?
No.
Bummer.
Oink.
Okay. Laura, sorry, buddy.
Oh, Laura. This is almost like it's a trick question, but it's not.
It's not at all.
Not at
it's
all.
Not a quid. The
well,
last
to you
the,
service, but you love us.
Yeah, the last radio station that we worked for. What's your name, sir?
My name is David Morgan.
David, hey, nice Dave. To see you. How long have you been?
Captain Morgan.
All right, oh. Captain Morgan. How long have you been listening to this nonsense?
For a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And you know what? You make me laugh.
That is.
And we're in the same age group, so I like it.
Well, that's fantastic. Dan, is this man okay for you?
Yeah, he's good.
He's got a good, he's not too fat.
All right.
Okay. You've passed the Dan Duran too fat test. Okay, all right, Captain Morgan, what was the last radio station Hummel and Fred worked for?
CFRB 1010.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect. Oh. This is harder than you think.
By the way, this is good because this is for Wings for a year.
Yes.
Jessica, are you doing okay? Okay.
Hey, guys. It's
What's
Paul?
Your name? Paul? What's your last name?
Siegel.
Oh, Paul. I'm sorry?
We golf together.
Yes, of course we have.
Yeah.
Oh. Who hasn't he golfed with?
In fact, okay, how about...
Hey, wait a minute. Who hasn't he golfed with in the past month?
Paul, that's odd that we golf together, because I only golf occasionally.
Yeah, me too.
And, Paul, how long have you been listening to this?
Oh, 2 years with my wife. My wife introduced me to.
Well, that's very nice.
What?
Hi, yep. Wife.
Where's your wife?
Hi. She's...
Oh, fantastic.
We just got married.
Yeah. What?
Really?
Oh,
aw. Congratulations.
And what's your wife's name, Paul?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer, were you listening to us before this guy?
Yes, I have.
How long have you been listening?
Well, since John
Barron was on. Ah, well. Undie P since Voldemort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you get this right and share your wing bonanza with your lovely bride, Paul Siegel. What was the last radio station Hummel and Fred worked for?
I'm going to say Funny 820.
You answered it!
Right on, brother. You got
it. You know, I got to say, Fred and I, as you can imagine, Fred and I have been in a lot of meetings over the years with a lot of managers and a lot of dinks that we had to listen to. But one of my favorite meetings,
oh yeah,
I don't know about you, was
no.
when this guy said in February of, when the fuck was it?
2019.
When Mike said to us in a meeting, hey guys, why don't we fire radio? And we're it never occurred to us. We've been fired so many times. We're like, wait a second, we can fire them? One of my favorite meetings when we all decided that we didn't need radio anymore, and it was because of you guys. So thank you very much. All right. Very quickly, we're going to get to if there's one or two people that have a question for us, we'll get to you in a second. But first, before we let you go, by the way, this has gone longer than we thought. Are you guys okay for another 10 minutes or so?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dan Duran, are you ready?
My bedtime's not until 9:30.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You're going to stay up late tonight, then.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Me too. Here we go.
Now, here's to a fella named Dan Duran, a hell of a guy with a hell of a big wang, the quintessential anchor man. His voice is nice and low.
Oh!
Dan Duran, the anchor man, comes, as for credentials, he has none. Can't tell a headline from his bum, but his voice is nice and low. Dan Duran, the anchor man's here, he's prone to falling off his chair, but he's got a big wang, so he don't care. And his voice is nice and low.
My voice is nice and low.
Yeah. And now live from Kelsey's in Burlington, with the best podcast audience in the world, here he is, movie anchorman and television series regular, Daniel J. Giebert Duran III.
All right. So in the headlines, Doug Ford has his government working out details of tunneling another 401 under the 401. Jared Kushner's $3 billion Saudi-funded private equity firm has not made a dime. And Trump, after a campaign event in Georgia, truthed out a great day in Louisiana. But let's talk about...
By the way, just for everyone,
yeah,
we're not going to start talking about Trump. We'd be here till midnight. So just
as much as we'd like to.
Everyone would be like scampering for the exit. Dan, what story will you tell us?
It's a poop story.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, perfect, yes.
Perfect.
More specifically, a poop product. In Pegwell Bay in Kent, England, they still pump raw sewage into the sea. You know, Victoria area plumbing is, you know, a little to be desired. Anyway, it seems a lot of people, they love a good tomato. And the thing is that humans don't digest the seeds very well.
Mm.
And so all this poop has been collecting along the Pegwell shoreline, and over time, that undigested tomato seed or two has started to grow, and there's crops of tomatoes all along the shoreline.
Mm.
The beach crop has disgusted residents who have called them pooped tomatoes, and there has been no rush to pick your own.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the town?
Pegwell.
Haven't they changed their name to Poopwell? How's that not obvious to everybody?
I don't know. I haven't picked up on that yet. Maybe they just,
seriously,
just
that
don't
would
want
be my
it.
First thing. And Poopwell. Dan Duran, we had a meeting before the show, and Dan said, you know, what story should we do? And, you know, there was a story about Ford and this and that. And in true Humble and Fred fashion, we said, Dan, it's got to be poops or cocks. So
every show must contain one of the other.
Yeah, go back to the storyboard.
Okay, so we have just a couple thank yous. But first, if there's somebody... Oh, I'm sorry? Oh, we have a question?
Oh.
I have a question.
Okay, let me put your mic on. Is it Laura?
Laura.
Laura, what's your last name?
Collis.
Laura Collis is here. All right, Laura, what's your question for Humble and Fred?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hang on a second, Laura. Hang on. I mean, she says hi, guys, because she's on a monster.
Hi, guys.
Hold on.
Hi, guys.
Yes, Laura.
In honor of your anniversary, I was wondering if you had a highlight from the podcast, maybe a regret, and if you'll ever be back in the studio together again.
Well, I would answer I'll answer the third question last. No. Because your two grandpas here like to go away in the wintertime, and... it's just too convenient to do the show. This is only like, how many times have we done it since?
Since March 2020, half a dozen times, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That 410 is a killer, too. It is. I mean, literally. So.
And we've already forgotten the first part of your question. No, so.
Regrets.
Regrets?
Have we had any?
Regrets.
We've had a few. But then again, too few.
That was it, right? Regrets?
Yeah.
A highlight.
Yeah, we've got lots of highlights. I would say that from a business standpoint, I think the first, about a year after we started, we weren't making any money. About 8 months after we started, we weren't making any money. And I remember for me and you, when we kind of saw that there was a pathway to not go broke doing this, that was sort of a personal highlight for us.
Well, like any business, cashing your first check was huge, and it was for us as well. And then when they kept coming, and again, here we are 13 years later. I mean, the reason we're doing this 13 years later is because
people keep paying us money. That's just the reality of it. And
right. Yeah, as much as we love you guys, you know.
No, but it's true. And look at tonight. That's the reason we keep going.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Toronto Mike.
Okay, Toronto Mike, our producer, everybody.
Hey.
Do you have a question?
Quick question on the tale of Laura's excellent question. Does Fred regret upsetting Lee Aaron so much?
No, because it was that was very innocent.
Yeah.
I even forget the story. What did I say to her?
You said, are you famous?
Right across
Vancouver?
Canada.
Right across the country.
You know why? Because Lee Aaron to me was just like somebody that played in bars around Toronto. That's why.
When we were thinking of some questions this morning after the show, I was maybe one of our questions is, who was the first woman that I made cry on the podcast?
Lee Oswald's widow.
That's right. There you go. Were you on DPs? I didn't mean to make her cry. I figured after. Anyway.
Too bad we couldn't make Melania cry.
Exactly. And again, we're going to get you out of here. One last question. Two questions. Okay, two more, and then we'll shut this thing down. What's your name, sir?
Hi, guys. Ian.
Hold on a second, Ian. Hang on.
Hi, guys.
Yes, sir.
I got three things before I ask my question. So for Dan, I'm holding in my gut.
Good job.
For Howard, I got golf tips.
Right in the microphone
for Howard, I got golf tips in the summer, and it was your swing is great, but that was with Jay.
Okay,
so
right.
I appreciate that.
Very nice.
Beer is great.
Oh, thank you. That's right. You were at our Glenn Cairn thing.
Exactly.
That was fantastic.
Exactly. You showed me the label.
You were one of the first listeners to see it. That's right.
So I was thrilled to see that commit. So my question really is for my son, who's not here, who's doing first year at Sheridan, is going to actually be on the Sheridan radio once a week. Any tips or advice that I could take back and say, hey, you're on a program, you know, there's CanCon and all the, any tips for what to do for college radio?
First of all, you're bumming everyone out now.
It's not a radio program, is
it? There's no swearing and it's regular.
No, I mean, that's not what he's taking at school.
He's taking the Bachelor of Film and Television.
Oh, fantastic.
But does a lot of theater.
Because if it was just radio, we'd say get him into a cooking program as quickly as you can.
No, it's real.
Okay.
It's real stuff, but
okay, good.
But enjoys the persona and the being out there. So it's
well, here's what I would say very briefly is, boy, he better love it. Because if you don't love it, it's a horrible way to make a living.
Yeah.
I'm not being facetious. Like, it's one of those things, like anything creative, if you have to love it, even if you would have to want to do it, even if there was no job for you to do it.
And it's all volunteer, so I'd say he loves it. He spent a ton of, you know, 2 hours coming up with a program for 1 hour show.
Yeah, and just have fun and, you know, take chances. Why not?
Great. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and whatever you do, you know, don't say a bunch of swear words first day. All right? Don't say the C word first day. Last question. What's your name, sir?
It's Brent. Hi, guys.
There we go.
Hi, guys.
Taking on to that last question, over the years, you took in a lot of student interns, and that was some great audio magic. Sometimes frustrating for you guys, sometimes really beneficial. Would you ever consider taking student interns again?
Yeah. Are you looking for a gig?
Oh, no. Been there, done that.
Intern.
We would have it. I'm sure we would do it again.
Yeah, but it's funny that even at the end when we had Phil and Mike now, it's all remote. You know, and part of the fun with having the interns was being in the same studio. You know, because again, we said it earlier in the show, a lot of the fun of doing the Humble and Fred show was when the mics were off. And part of that was horsing around with the interns and everything. So if we ever got back to that, unfortunately, it would probably be remote. And I don't know if we'd need that.
Well, we tried that. We actually had remote interns during COVID, and it wasn't the same. But thank you for coming, and we appreciate you. And listen, and so thanks again. This is actually one of the things I think Phil produced for us.
Email.
Email.
There you go.
Email.
It's time for
email.
Let's read some
email.
All right. Thank you very much to some people that really helped us out tonight. If you were here early enough when we were setting it up, we saw a guy that actually helped us at Christmas here and then wasn't here, but he came and he made it sound as good as it can in a place like this. Please, a round of applause for Bruce Mallory.
Hey, everybody. Bruce. There's our buddy, Bruce.
And of course, our 10th producer, who's been with us for a few years now, Toronto Mike, is over here.
There's a character running around who actually, where you get the podcast is because of a man named Ian Service. Ian, where are you?
He's over there.
Over there in the corner. And Rich Murray, we've already said our thanks to him many, many times. Before we go, we have to thank our friends here at Kelsey's. As I mentioned, you know, yeah, thank you very much. Not only that, and if you wouldn't mind, one more round of applause for all the people that are actually here working and doing such a great job. The managers, the barkeep, what am I, from the 18th century? The barkeep, fucking barkeep.
The barkeep.
Master of the house.
Of a pint.
Please, another grog for the barkeep. The people that work the bar, and of course the wait staff and the kitchen staff, all here at Kelsey's Burlington. Dan?
Yeah, the...
No, we're going to do that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm getting to all that.
All right, I didn't know you had a
No, thank you. Thanks to Hey, by the way, thanks to Dan Duran, who has made this program.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know,
I got shivers when they were singing along with the Dan Duran song.
I did, too.
You know, other than the fact that you hate fat people...
Yeah.
And you really have made... I mean, I speak for you, but you really made the show... with your participation, so much better having you with us every day. Thank you, Dan.
Well, you've taken it to another level.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And once again, if you donate to the Boys and Girls Club, you get 3 free kids' meals. Something happens with a $50 coupon. I have really no idea. But someone from Kelsey's will be happy to explain it to you.
And don't forget the beer is available. Beers available to take home in cans. These wonderful cans. Fantastic. Thank you, Rick.
And we're starting year 14 on the 12th of October. And once again, thank you all for making that possible for us. Okay.
This episode of Humble and Fred was brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa, the Chambers Plan, Boron One, Bodog, our newest sponsor, Ridley Funeral Home, and Kelsey's Original Roadhouse. For contests and comments, we read all of the emails. HumbleandFred@HumbleandFredRadio.com. Tell us what you think. HumbleandFred@HumbleandFredRadio.com. And here's something you can do to help us out. Tell your friends, subscribe to the podcast, maybe even rate the podcast. For Humble and Fred from the Richard Bullis Zoom Theater at Kelsey's, I'm Dan Duran. And remember, even if you buy a $10 coupon for $50, feel good about yourself and enjoy every gourd damn day. Bottles and cans, just clap your hands, just clap your hands.